From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Hamas has fired rockets at Israel from the Gaza Strip after a day of tension in Jerusalem where at least 300 people were injured in clashes between Palestinians and the Israeli police. The rockets are not reported to have caused any injuries, but the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, was evacuated. There have been days of tension over Israeli plans to evict Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem. Bel True of the British newspaper The Independent is in Jerusalem.
From what we understand, there were 6 long-range missiles that were fired from Gaza towards Jerusalem. We've had reports from the Israeli army that rocket sirens have also gone off in southern Israel near the Gaza Strip in some of the key cities like Ashkelon. I understand that a few rockets have also been fired over the border from there. It's not very surprising, as Hamas did warn that if the Israeli security forces had not left the Al-Aqsa compound in the old city by 6 p.m, they would escalate.
The FBI says a group of Russian and East European hackers known as DarkSide was responsible for Friday's cyber assault on the largest petroleum pipeline on America's East Coast. The Colonial Pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New York, was hit by a ransomware attack. Its owners shut it down in a bid to protect it. Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall.
Colonial is currently working with its private cybersecurity consultants to assess potential damage and to determine when it is safe to bring the pipeline back online. Thus far, Colonial has told us that it has not suffered damage and can be brought back online relatively quickly, but that safety is a priority, given that it has never before taken the entire pipeline down.
It's unclear whether the company paid any ransom to the hackers. The White House referred that question to Colonial. What's the impact on American motorists and hauliers? Patrick DeHaan of the website GasBuddy says that's partly up to them.
The additional supply that was left in the system and tank farms that feed from the pipeline are likely starting to run low. If they go out and hoard gasoline and panic and fill their tanks up, then we will be dealing with this for several weeks.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says people need to start living responsibly with COVID-19 as more restrictions are lifted in England. From FSN's London Bureau, Ollie Barrett.
More of an emphasis being placed now on personal judgment when it comes to things like hugging. The Prime Minister saying you should choose carefully who you hug and exactly how you hug them, but he wouldn't say who he plans to hug first when the rules start to shift next week.
Public health officials in the UK, meanwhile, say they are keeping a close eye on a fresh COVID-19 variant that first exhibited itself in India. And the World Health Organization has now declared that coronavirus strain a variant of concern. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, taking a closer look today at the situation in Scotland. After local elections that saw the Scottish National Party secure a fourth term in government with a pro-independence majority of members of the Scottish Parliament. On Sunday night, Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says she told Prime Minister Boris Johnson that a second referendum on independence is now a matter of when, not if. Journalist Magnus Linklater is a former editor of The Scotsman.
There will be a majority in the Parliament for a second referendum, and who knows? The tussle is now with Boris Johnson. Boris has said no, absolutely not. Now is not the time. Nicola Sturgeon, to be fair, is also saying now is not quite the time. She says we've got to beat COVID first, and only then will she turn to the possibility of getting a second referendum, and that will be what? 2 to 3 years, something like that.
It's been 7 years since Scots rejected independence in what was called at the time a once-in-a-generation referendum on the issue. The possibility of a rerun continues to hang over Scottish politics and over the rest of the UK. The main news again. Hamas has fired rockets at Israel from the Gaza Strip after a day of tension in Jerusalem where at least 300 people were injured in clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police. The FBI says Eastern European hackers were responsible for Friday's cyber assault on the largest petroleum pipeline on America's East Coast. And the World Health Organization says that a fresh strain of COVID-19 that first exhibited itself in India is now considered a variant of concern. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.